This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to stay in the ring. Recently, I was inspired by studying in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews answers for us why we stay in the fight and why we should stay the course. And for those who have been sacrificing this Lent season, it is day 35. And this is when your flesh can tell you you're close, but still far away. Hebrews was written in the first century when people were being persecuted for their belief in Christ. And due to that persecution, many of these Jewish Christians were considering leaving their Christian faith and returning to the safety of Judaism. So the book of Hebrews is a letter to these very Christians, urging them to keep their faith, to stay in the ring, so to speak, and to see God's word as more than a mere promise, but as a binding oath. When a person takes an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it. And Hebrews 6 tells us that God also bound himself with an oath so that we would be assured that he is a God who never changes his mind. Hebrews 6 also reminds us of the promise God made to Abraham. Recall that Abraham waited 25 years for the birth of his son Isaac, yet God made good on his promise. And in the end, Abraham would have too many descendants to count. So if you're wondering if you have enough fight left within you to stay in the ring, remember that you serve a God whose word is like a binding oath. And as you savor on that, hold on to these words. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, stay in the ring.